Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Friends, welcome to our time of prayer and scripture together. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. Feel free to leave your prayer intentions in the comments, and let's unite now more fervently than ever, expecting a deeper understanding of God's word of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we do seek that deeper understanding because we need your word just like we need food and water and the air we breathe. We need one another. We need you. We are sorry for our sins. We are determined to live our vocations. We ask you to purify us by your word. May we understand it more deeply, live it more faithfully, and proclaim it more effectively through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading is from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me. And again a little while later, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father?" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, and so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." It was disturbing to watch the images on social media from France when they announced that France had decided to make a right to abortion a part of its constitution, and the pro-choice people were gathered in the crowd and they were cheering and putting their arms up in the air and waving flags, and they had all different colored smoke going up into the air. And meanwhile, we know the grief that will come to those women who think they are exercising a right to choose and find out that abortion doesn't solve any problems, it only creates new ones. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. The world, those disconnected from the Spirit of Christ, those blind to the sanctity of life, those who buy the lies of the devil, they rejoice for a time as they see their errors spread and their evil flourish. As they see the blood flow, they rejoice. Meanwhile, we weep and mourn. We mourn for the sins of the world. Why? Because we love God, who is offended by those sins, and we love the people who are hurt by those sins. That's why we mourn. We mourn that there is evil, and we mourn not only that there is evil, that there are abortions, for example, but that they are protected as a right and celebrated as a choice. Now, a key promise of Easter is what we just heard here. Your grief will become joy. Because the victory has already been won. In his resurrection, Christ has conquered the entire kingdom of death. So our grief is on a path to become joy. And this is one of the Beatitudes, isn't it? "Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted." The rejoicing over evil will not last, because evil always runs its course, and the truth always prevails. The light shines on in the darkness, a darkness that does not overcome it. Weeping, the psalmist says in the Old Testament, may last for a night. This is the night where it lasts, this life. This period of history before the second coming of Christ. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes with the morning. There will be a morning. Just as there was a morning when the stone was rolled away from the tomb and Christ rose, conquering sin and death, so there will be a morning when He will come again, when He will appear on the clouds in the sky to the delight of all who looked for Him, to the horror of all who opposed Him. There will be a morning. There will be a morning when you and I, set free from the limits of this life, having gone through the portal of death, we will wake in the morning, realizing that we are alive, never more to die, realizing that we are free, finally, from the influence of evil and sin, realizing that all the trials that we bore patiently are now a cause of delight, realizing that all our questions are now answered. What a joy it will be to be on the other side, to be on the other side of eternity. It's coming, brothers and sisters. We don't want to rush it. We're happy to be traveling according to God's time. But our grief will be turned into joy. Count on it and let it be a source of joy even now. Let us pray. Father, we in the pro-life movement at the same time have joyful sorrow. Lord, we are sorry, we are grieved at the ongoing killing of babies by abortion, the harming of their moms, their dads, their families, the abortionists. But we are also joyful even now because we know we hold on to a victory that has already been won. We know we are on the path of the unfolding of that victory. May we therefore do the work of defending life with a serene confidence and an irrepressible joy. And may we spread that joy to others as we defend life together. Now we lift each other up, especially the unborn, in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Friends, it's a joy to be with you. Let other people know about these scripture reflections, because there's folks that you know that I do not know, and you can reach that I can't, but that you know might be interested in all of this, especially if they're part of the pro-life movement. Bring them on board. Thank you, and may you be blessed today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.